This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2599. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Tomorrow, episode 2600. Got a nice little show for you. I hope you like it. And today, we're keeping with the theme of interviewing, and it's about creating a good impression with an interviewer. How do you do that? How do you make a good impression on an interviewer? Hope you find this show helpful. I know I'm world-class on interview prep and a lot of other things related to job search because I worked in recruiting and I only got paid if I filled positions. So I had to help people perform well in a job search. I had to help people get interviews. I had to help them negotiate salary. I helped with the entire life cycle of a job search. By the way, in May, I'm launching something new. Listen in for that. But in the meantime, I've got this nice show about creating a good impression with the interviewer. Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn so you can help other people. And if you happen to notice someone is open to work, share their post as well. Use the hashtag IHelp. And you know, it'll help them by getting a broader exposure. Good karma in case you need that kind of support. And we'll be back in just one moment.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, and we're going to be talking about how to make a good impression on an interviewer. I'm a former recruiter. My name is Jeff Alpin. I was nicknamed the Big Game Hunter. I used to hunt down leaders and staff organizations, did it for a heck of a long time and filled a lot of positions. Now I provide no BS career advice to people globally so that I make you, your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better. I make you and your career deal with things so much more easily. And as someone who worked as a recruiter for so long and now coaches people, I want to help you make the most of your next interview. So let's just start by understanding what and how are they evaluating you. So everyone knows they want to see competence, but the other things that they look for are self-confidence, character, chemistry, maybe a little bit of charisma, because we always know charismatic people do better than non-charismatics. They want to see that you care, that they can connect with you because they want to trust the person that they hire. It's very rare that they hire someone that they don't trust. So ultimately, that's what you're trying to do, is by connecting with them, demonstrating your competence and all these other things, you're trying to make them trust you. And in preparing, which is the first thing I want you to do, take a look at the job description. Take a look at the ad if that's what you have to work with. If you were them interviewing you, what might you be asked in order to determine whether you were qualified? So remember that. Ask yourself some questions along these lines and obviously research the firm if you're not particularly familiar with it. And you know, some people will tell you to look at the mission, values, and goals. I think that's manure. Just focus in on if you were them trying to interview you to determine if you were qualified, what questions might you ask? And then from there, be prepared to answer them. And in answering them, say the answers out loud so that this way you make your mistakes in advance and not at the interview. Number two, of course, is your appearance. Whether you're on camera or in person, you want to look well and project, you know, a successful image. If you appear sloppy, inappropriately attired by their cultural standards. Because remember, some places like suits, some places like casual, some firms like barbarians, makes no difference. You have to look the part for their corporate culture. Third, and as I mentioned earlier, they're looking for confidence or self-confidence. Part of what you do in how you present yourself is conduct theater. You're a performer on the stage. Now, I know this becomes a little harder for introverts because you don't like to think that way. But projecting self-confidence for who you are and creating a good impression. If you're doing this in person, it's the stand tall, make great eye contact, great handshake. You know, eye contact as you're shaking hands, things along those lines do very well. And ultimately, as you're answering questions, smiling as you're answering. And I'm not suggesting you sit for the entire interview with a smile on your face as though you're an idiot. But demonstrate confidence, a positive attitude, optimistic, and be excited. People like that. Active listening. Now, I tend to forget about this part a lot, but for those of you, because I take it for granted, frankly, but pay close attention to their questions and respond thoughtfully. Show that you're engaged and interested in what they have to ask you and what they have to say, and then sometimes periodically flip the question on them. Is that going to be something I'll need to pay attention to in this organization? When you're asking me about this, is that because that's an issue internally? You'll know when to ask that sort of a follow-up. They obviously want to make sure that you speak well, write well. You know, in terms of, part of the way they're judging your writing is through your resume, of course. But remember, as you're answering questions, they don't want to listen to a long monologue as though you're a Shakespearean actor. They have an attention span, maybe a minute, minute 15, minute and a half tops. Keep your answers concise. Follow up with them. After the interview, send them a quick thank you email or text. To express your appreciation for the opportunity to talk with them and thus be connected. And I'm going to remind you, don't act like one of those people. You may have been on interviews before where they've just acted inappropriately or been immature. And I know this may feel stressful to you, but just relax, be yourself, don't act like one of them. So just to summarize, making a good impression involves a degree of preparation and homework. It's projecting self-confidence, a positive attitude, effective communication and follow-up. You know, you want to be showcasing your skills and experience and show why they should choose you. I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that can help you. Plus, at the site, you can schedule time to begin coaching with me, which can be around job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, resolving workplace issues, career transitions. Think of it from the standpoint of you and your career as a totality I can help with. Also, if you just have questions for me, there's a choice where you can buy trusted advisor services for me, where we'll chat for a while. You'll receive a recording afterwards, and thus I'll be able to answer your questions around one of those categories. At the site, you can also find out about my video courses, books, and guides. Again, a lot there to help. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you saw this. I like knowing I'm helping some folks. Oh, one last thing. If this isn't the right time for you to go to my website, just put that address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, and in the notes field, put the phrase job search blog, and this way you can find me on a future occasion. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.